And Allahu Akbar, and then you will find the odd few, the likes of Salim ibn Itr, the Qazi of Egypt in the reign of Sayyidina Muawiyah. With regards to him, it is written that he, in one night, he would recite the entire Quran 3 times. 3 times he would recite the entire Quran. You know, we live in the age of internet, in the age of logic. And there'll be probably people sitting here now and thinking, you know what, this guy's coming out with Jack and Norris. This is a load of rubbish. How can it be that a person can recite the entire Quran 3 times? You know why? Because you and I, we look upon ourselves. We struggle. When we open the book of Allah, we struggle to read a page. It takes about an hour just to read a page. And then all of a sudden the shaitan attacks us. We start yawning and we put the book away. By the grace of Allah, this book is such a miracle that even in this day and age, here before you, you will have hafizes of the Quran who can recite the entire Quran in 6 hours, and there are 24 hours in the day. So easily, even in this day and age, you will find people that can recite the entire Quran 4 times in a day. And when they would leave this world, you would see the nur of the Quran on their faces and their chest. Abu Ja'far al-Qari, when he died, they saw a circle of light type thing on his chest. Everyone that was present at the time of his death, there was not one that who doubted this, that this was the nur of the Quran on his heart. Abu Bakr ibn Ayyash, for 40 years of his life, my young friend, he recited the entire Quran every day. Every day. He's on his deathbed and his sister begins to cry. Why? Because now the angels of death will come. And after this, it will be Munkar and Nakir. And the questions will be posed. Man Rabbuk, Man Deenuk, Man Haz Rajul. And she's fearing for her brother. Okay, what will be his outcome? So confident he was at the time of his death. Allahu Akbar, this was the level of Iman. That he turns around and says to his sister, okay, why are you crying? There is no need for you to cry. Then he points to a corner in his house. He says, this is where your brother sat down. And he let go of his secret on his deathbed. Yeah, this is where your brother sat down. And he finished the Quran 18,000 times in his lifetime. When it came to fasting, you know, today you and I as youngsters, we compete with one another. You know, if your friend's got a house with 3 bedrooms, you need to have a house with 5 bedrooms. You know, if your friend is driving a Mercedes, you want to probably drive, you know, a Lamborghini or a Ferrari or something. You know, in those days, they were competing with one another for the Akhirah. Amr ibn Qais al-Mala'i, he fasted for 20 years. Dawood ibn Abi Hind came, and you know what? He fasted for 40 years of his life. And with such sincerity that his own family members did not even know that he used to fast. Why? Because he was a silk dealer. He would take his packed lunch from home every day from his wife. And on the way he would see poor people and he would give it a sadaqah. In the evening he would return and he would make iftar with his family. His family would think that during the day he's eaten with the marketeers. And the marketeers would think that he eats with his family every day. And he maintained this secret and he did this for 40 years of his life. The women were no different. The likes of Nafisa, she would fast by day and she would prostrate by night. Even on her deathbed, the day she left the world, she was fasting. And people are forcing her to break her fast. And she turns around and says to the people, "Ke wa ajaba, I'm so surprised and shocked at you. Because I have been begging Allah for 30 years of my life. This was my dua. Ke wallahi, I beg you, when you take the soul of Nafisa, take it in such a state that she is fasting for you. And it is so possible that Allah today will answer my prayer. And today you are asking me to break my fast. Hada la yakun. This is something that cannot happen. And she left the world in this condition, reciting the verses of the Quran. Kulli mamma fis samawati wal ardi kullillah. Kataba ala nafsi rahma. Say, for whom is all that which is in the heavens and the earth? Say, it is for Allah and Allah alone, who has taken it upon himself to be merciful to mankind.